Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear some prophetic words from Rich Vera, also from Chuck Pierce, but we're also going to hear about some success secrets. You know, VFN KB is about success secrets, and we're going to release some of those to you. Also, the number two string quarterback of Alabama, his name is Tua, and what took place, a powerful thing, is he prayed through playing an awesome game in college football right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me right now is John Ramos.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Hey, man, going great.
God is good, is he not?
Yeah.
I am so excited about these prophetic words. God is speaking. You think about 400 years between, I believe, Malachi, the book of Malachi, all the way down to when Jesus was born, you know, and all of a sudden the shepherds were seeing and the word was giving unto you is born. There was like 400 years of silence of the voice of the Lord. Can you imagine that 400 years?
No.
And it's like God speaking, and it's so important. We should never take his voice for granted. And those are called prophetic words, words of wisdom and knowledge. When God is, I mean, he's involved in the cares of our life. He loves you. Acts chapter 17 says he's always around us. He's always near us. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge the reality of who he is and what he's doing. He loves you. He's got a good plan for your life. And it's just exciting to be able to have these prophetic words loose. And today we're going to be talking about a couple of those prophetic words, plus some success secrets. God's got secrets to be able to bring success in your life. And we love being able to do that. But just tell us about what Hank is saying right here.
Well, Hank and Chuck are both prophesying about...
This is Hank.
Hank Kuhneman and Chuck Pierce
are
prophesying about China and how the underground church will be no longer underground. This is exciting.
So what you're saying is like the underground church in China is going to be no longer underground.
I didn't want to take too much time, but respectfully, yes. I've been having vision after vision after vision. I saw Tiananmen Square with another gathering. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, this is in reverse. He said, it's going to be a gathering of what has been underground shall come above ground. And that's why the enemy wants to bring a natural war over Korea to hinder and to preempt something. But God is trying to hold it back so that we can get to the harvest and get this bamboo curtain shredded and down, and this domino to begin to fall of North Korea.
And Sid, that's part of that covenant release that I saw, because the minerals in the ground that haven't been able to be harvested, God's going to show us better ways to harvest that. You're going to see new breakthroughs with the harvesting of gold. You're going to see a new breakthrough. Matter of fact, with gold specifically, watch it very carefully. And the thing that I want to say to us is this. The enemy in Daniel 7 tries to wear down your mind and your thinking. I decree right now all the weariness off of our minds. We're going to have new thought processes. We're going to be able to hear in new ways. We're going to have energy to create what needs to be created. And then the last thing I want to say is watch your gates. There are gates all around you. Watch the gates, every gate you go through, every gate going back into your city, every gate. This is a gateway city between South Carolina and North Carolina. This city becomes one of the key cities for the future of America. Watch the gateways. Watch the gateways. This year, the Spirit of God is sending angelic help to open up the gates.
Watch your gateways. This is so important. I think about, you know, in the scriptures when it talks about King David wasn't taking his place at the gates because he was going through the process, I believe, of mourning what happened with his son, Absalom, and what was taking place. And then that's where decisions are made. That's where the marketplace is. That's where judgments are made.
The wisdom of the elders.
The wisdom of the elders is made. And that, you know, and so often, you know, parents, many parents have left the gate where they just got tired and they were talking to their children and say, does it make a difference trying to raise my children the way they should go? Well, this is what the shift is about, that it does make a huge difference. Things that we said for a long time didn't make a difference. look what the difference it makes. It makes a huge difference. Even the fact of acknowledging Christmas as Christmas. Mm. I mean, look at what's taking place. So you think about, you know, get back into your place again, authority in your home, in your marriage, in your workplace, in your ministry, in your office. Some of you have employees that are, even though you're paying them, they act like they're employing you. And it's because you left your place in the gates and the authority of that business. God's put that business in your heart. He's put that vision of that business, and you're carrying it. But they've been criticizing you. They've been telling you how to run your business, and the Lord's telling you, you got to get back into your place. Get back into your place in the place of authority. No matter what, you're going through something emotional. Maybe something just like happened to David. You had something happen in your own family with your own son or your own daughter, and it's affected you emotionally. You're the one that God's given that gift to be able to run that business, to be in that place of leadership in that ministry. And you got to get back in that place. And when you take your place in the gates of the city, in the gates of where God's called you to be, and man that place, God begins to give you success. He begins to give you victory. Not only do judgments come, but support comes from heaven to be able to support you in that place of authority. Mm. Because all authority is established by God. So when you're in that place that God's called you to be, in your place of authority, heaven, you know, Romans 13, 1 through 5, heaven comes down to support you. You're looking at a servant.
It's the alignment of heaven.
Yes, the alignment of heaven. And so I want to encourage you right now, you know, and to share with us too. You know, we love to hear you talking back to us and you know, and share your comments with us, because I know that maybe that's been going through your life, and you're thinking, you know, I've totally surrendered. I started the company, you know, it was my business. But now I brought in family members, I brought in other people, and they've been running my business, and I've lost my whole company. But you have an anointing to do that business well, and when you get back into your place, more people are going to be blessed. Some of those people in those business, if they can't come into alignment, you have to give them a relocation package. You got to say, I see it. I got a vision for you. It's not here, but I'll help you find a place that you can agree with. Because when you walk in agreement, he says, how can anybody work together unless they agree, right?
That's right.
How can you walk together unless you agree? And when you get in agreement with what God is saying, and you get in agreement in your ministry, and your marriage, and your family, and your business, I'm telling you, this is breakthrough. This is a breakthrough,
wow.
Blessing, release. And I want you to just share with us. We love to hear from you. We love you. Our community, we love to hear from you. We're doing this thing together. This is some of the things that's standing out to me. What's standing out to you when you hear this word about energy and God just moving in that area?
Wow.
Make sure you do that. John, what do we have up
this
there?
Next word you're going to be hearing from Hank Kuhneman and Chuck Pierce. And actually, this prophetic word is being released is because something Hank just saw there. And it's so important. You know, these prophetic words, they come in different ways. Some are seer prophets, some hear the voice of the Lord. And this may be new to you, but this is literally the heartbeat of God. God's revealing, and he warns so that we as a church can take action. Watch this.
Here's what I feel very strong in my spirit right now. I feel like there is something trying to move right now in the spirit. I can see the East Coast right now, and I feel like there's something trying to move into the New York City area by way of evil. Did you just see it, Chuck? I just saw like an evil black come right around over New York area. As soon as we're talking about gates, the enemy is trying to close something that God is opening around New York City. And I declare in the name of Jesus, I bind up and I declare. Let that which is in macros, let that which is trying to be done in secret and in darkness, I decree it comes to the light over New York City. I command that city to have a divine protection now, and I declare the light of God expose, and to hold back the enemy. And I speak over the East Coast.
I decree that network of computer systems that are networking together to stop and cause darkness to come so evil can pervade. I say right now you're exposed. I say that those systems that are trying to control the time of explosions, you are exposed in Jesus' name. I say today the gates are opening for the glory of God to come in, and light will expose you.
This is so important, understanding that, you know, God says, I want you to pray. Jesus, I want you to pray that how it is in heaven that would be here on earth. And he says, all authority, Jesus says, all authority has been given unto me. Now I give it unto you. Go in my name. And then he says, you know, I'm going to rule up here in heaven. And he created Adam. He says, you're going to rule down here. And he says, you wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and in heavenly places, spiritual things. But he gives us the ability to decree. And when we say what God is saying in heaven here on earth, then the angels literally begin to activate that word. And so when you're seeing Chuck talk about, you know, I decree this, you think I've been able to decree some stuff over your family, over yourself, you know, over your children, over your business, over your ministry, over your community. Understand, if you're decreeing what God is saying and lining up with that, the angels begin to go into to work to fulfill not your will, but God's will that you agree with here on earth. They're waiting, they're sitting patiently waiting for us to agree with what God is saying, what he wants done. And right now, God's wanting some awesome things done. We got to go to this break right here, but I want to encourage you right now, if you can make some decrees, maybe you can just share your decrees with us. What kind of decrees are you going to make? Post them, put them up, put them in the community, email them, let us know about your, we love to hear your comments. We want to hear what you have to say, because we're in this together. Begin to decree, and we're going to watch some awesome things take place. And thank God, God's got plans for New York.
Oh,
that is
goodness.
So encouraging.
Yes,
huh?
It is. Listen, we get back from this break, you're going to hear from Prophet Rich Vera as he shares and releases how discernment is coming upon the church. Listen, discernment is not a spirit of judgment. It's discerning what spirit that person or that thing is of, and the church needs it more than ever. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine anytime you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting, isn't it, John?
Yes.
These words being loosed. None of the Rich Vera has a word. We're loosing these prophetic words to encourage you and to inspire you. And those who agree with the prophet, right, get the prophet's
reward.
So agree with the words that God's loosing. There's just so many positive words. God's doing a new thing.
Yeah, it's
and
so
it's
good.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Well, listen, you want to hear from Rich Vera as he talks about how discernment is coming upon God's church.
And the Lord said that this year there is coming a release of the gift of discernment upon the people. Now, there's a difference between discerning and judging. God has not called us to judge. He's called us to discern. Discern why? Not so we can tell who is wrong, but discern so that we will not miss the things that God is doing in our midst. And I believe that there's going to be an infiltration of false spiritual activity, false doctrine, false movements that are going to try to cripple the movement of the Holy Spirit. But God is going to give you eyes to see so that the gates of your cities, the gates of your families can be protected. God is going to give you the supernatural ability to discern when God is in the midst, in spite of the thing sounds like God or not, and you'll be able to walk into what God has for you. Also, discernment will help you to do this, to step into the plans of God with no hesitation. There's too many people that are using prayer as an excuse, but it's actually fear being disguised as religion of prayer. And in the name of prayer, they're holding on when God wants them to step in faith. And God is going to cause us to see it so that we jump in, and the prayers that we want to pray are going to be answered because of the step of faith that discerning is going to give us in this season.
There's a whole new thing in the atmosphere that God's released, that you have the ability to tap into what's going on. It's amazing. I was just talking to Pat, for example, on the phone, and we didn't even finish the sentence. Mm. Not that we normally have to, but we're planning something. Something's coming up for this gathering that we're having, and we never even finished the sentence, but we know exactly what we're talking about. I'm at this point now where people already know what they're going to say before they say it. I already know those words. It's like a fresh, mm-hmm. I mean, it happened before, but not that consistently. And that's so important because, you know, people will need to know that what God is doing. So you can almost stop people in the middle of their sentence and say, this is what's going on in your life, instead of having them say it and they say, that's what I actually heard. Because then they're seeing God's involved in what's going on. It's not that it's all, you know, weird. It's just like, you know, God wants, and what happens too, if you do that, quite often God will begin to give you more than just that. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be giving you a problem, sharing a problem with you, and you know what the problem is now. But you begin to confirm that problem and watch and see if God begins to use you to give them a solution.
Absolutely.
To that problem. Because problems are difficult without answers, right? I don't want to hear any more. Don't bring me any more problems if you're going to bring me any answers.
That's right. You have to bring answers, problems with the answers.
Right.
But that's the whole thing.
Answers with the problems.
Sounds good.
Right,
but God wants us to live in that place where we're dependent upon Him. And so we need to have that discernment, whether this is of God, this is of the enemy.
Oh, yes.
You know, this is a different thing that's going on here. But we're not going to know that if we have judgmental spirit
in
our heart.
It's not being judgmental.
Discernment, but the church has got that twisted a lot. Yeah. They think discernment is judgment. Discerning is to be able to distinguish of spirits.
Right.
Is this of the Spirit of God or is this of the enemy? And once we know it's of the Spirit of God, we don't have to question it, hesitate, doubt. Just press into what God is saying.
And I just want a little bit more on this too, that when you begin to discern things, you're actually experiencing what you're discerning. So sometimes people can think you were doing totally fine, and then you sat by this person, or you spent time with this person, and now you're feeling depression. You're feeling, I talked to, you know, a particular friend of mine who works as a beautician doing hair, and, you know, particular clients would get in her chair, and then all of a sudden she was discerning what was going on. But instead of realizing that that's what was going on, she felt like she was taking it on.
Mm.
And so understand, don't take it on. Realize that God's letting you know what's going on. So do this. So if you start feeling that when you're with them, ask the question, have you been going through depression? You know, I remember sitting by a particular young man once. I sat beside him, and all of a sudden it just felt like, I'm like, what's going on, right? And the Lord revealed to me stuff he was struggling with, things that was going on in his life, you know. And what you do is just say, listen, are you all right? This is some of the things that, you know, some of the things you may have talked privately about, and you don't have to say everything you're discerning, but the people just want to know that God knows and God cares, and then God will forgive them, and that they can bring them out of that, you know? And it's a beautiful thing being able to discern, but you guys, you could use it for judgment like you're talking about.
Absolutely.
You don't want to do that because you will actually be judged in the way that you judge others.
Absolutely.
It's about empathy, you know, knowing, you know, the whole judgment in itself is about bringing things in the right order, not about hurting people or bringing things there. We're just going to go to a break.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like all gifts, gifts are for a purpose, and they're for the purposes of God, not for the purposes of man.
Right.
So when God gives a gift that allows it to flow in your life, is to accomplish what God wants to do in that moment.
And that's important as we think about Kent Christmas, where he said the prophetic word, we're going to get this to you on VFNKB.com, if we can get it to you on the air. But the reason why God held back the gifts, because the few folks that he gave the gifts to, they began to make it all about the gifts, about them, about profiting off those gifts. And he had to hold them back because people did the wrong things with them. But he's about to lose them on a big scale. We have to realize what you're saying, what it's about. Listen, also take a moment to share with us your comments. We love hearing from you in our community. It just encourages us. Also, we can communicate back to you when you do that. Take your time to do that. What's next?
Well, we're going to be hearing a word, actually, a success secret.
Yes.
A success secret from T.D. Jakes.
We're all about, VFNKB is all about success secrets. It's important to have the secrets that bring you success.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and Jody is a coach and a speaker from Fargo, North Dakota. And Jody asked me to talk for a moment about capacity. You see, every person that wants to reach their capacity or potential loves this word because they're always striving to get better, to increase, to improve themselves. Many years ago, I heard this quote. I loved it. It said that God's gift to me is my ability, and what I do with my ability is my gift back to God. Well, that means trying to reach capacity. The best that I have ever known as far as leaders, coaches, and speakers have never been satisfied with where they are. I'm not. Where I am today, although I enjoy my journey, is not where I want to be tomorrow. I haven't yet reached my capacity. I haven't yet reached my potential. And every leader who leads another person, they have two questions to ask the person they're leading. One is, what is their capacity? And number two, can I help them reach it? That's what I want for you. That's what coaches do. That's what leaders do. That's what speakers do. They reach their capacity, and then guess what? They have the credibility to help others reach theirs.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We want to be able to talk to you about success secrets. Do you know that God has good plans for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you? Do you know that if you're a Christian, you are the same blessing that God gave to Abraham is your blessing, the same covenant. And he said, listen, he's going to bless you to be a blessing to others. And it's not just pennies from heaven. He blesses the work of your hand. Mm. He gives you trees to be able to build furniture. He doesn't give you furniture. So you have to begin to see how you're going to be creative and God's going to speak to you and trust some things with you. And you have to understand the generation that we're coming into, the season that we're coming into. It's not the same as the past season. It's totally different. You know, the younger people today, they're focused and have no problem on doing multiple jobs at the same time. They call it gigging, where you're actually doing a little bit of job here, a job there, a job there. And we call that multitasking. But the reality is that the way things are set up is that you're not going to be able to go get this particular education just to get this work at this place for the next 40 years. That's just not there anymore. And a lot of people are doing that, and all they have to show for is just a big debt that they cannot a job to even pay that particular student debt off, which is just a thing in itself. May all student debt be gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But listen, the key to it is, instead of looking for a job, which the past generation would have to do that because jobs are changing rapidly, why not you be the job? Instead of looking for one, become the job and be the own CEO of your life. This is T.D. Jakes. Check it out.
So rather than to go get a job, I thought it was important to talk about being a job. You know, yeah, about being a job. About hiring yourself, about the opportunities that exist to create your own reality, your own business, your own company, to be the CEO of you.
This is so important because this is what God's doing. Kent Christmas gave a prophetic word at the beginning of the year, talking specifically, there's people that have businesses, they're not honoring God with those businesses, and that they basically have been caretakers of those businesses. They thought it was theirs, but they're gonna be turning the keys over to different folks. You gotta begin to understand, God, the way that wealth gets transferred, not you sitting on your couch eating cereal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
It happens, you know, God blesses the worker, the one who's diligent in what they're doing, and getting wisdom. And that's one thing that we do at VFNKB.com. You can find out about us. But VFN Kingdom Business is about empowering you, discovering who you are first, who you are in Christ, what talents God has given you. But again, to say, well, you know, what is your vision? What is God putting in your heart to do? What do you want to do? God's going to bless the work of your hands and bless you to be a blessing, right?
That's so encouraging. Yeah. You know, T.D. Jakes called it the CEO of you. We like to say it's the brand of you.
Yeah.
You got to start looking at yourself as a brand that you are selling when you're looking for an employer or a job, your skill sets, your talents, your resources, your energy, your work ethic, your integrity. You're bringing all of those things to that place of employment. And through VFNKB, we can help you go to deeper levels of success. This is a really beautiful thing.
And contact us if you want us to help you out. Also comment below, but listen, it's time to make it happen. Some people, you know, think about making things happen. Some people make things happen, but John, most people just wonder what happened.
That's right.
It's God is blessing his church. We're about to go, listen to this. Inspiration is wonderful. It is totally wonderful. But the truth is, it's time for us to release on the body of Christ information. How do I do this? This is T.D. Jakes, check it out.
Sunday morning is great, and we get people inspired on Sunday morning. But if we don't balance the inspiration with information, then it's going to lead to frustration. If somebody keeps inspiring you, but they don't instruct you, after a while you become frustrated with the inspiration.
So many people are frustrated. That's why you see a lot of men that haven't been participating in the traditional expression of church, because men want answers. How do I work this out? How am I supposed to be a husband? How am I supposed to be a father? How am I supposed to run this business? Well, God's releasing wisdom how to be able to do that. And one way through these success secrets is happening through VFN Kingdom Business. You go to VFNKB.com and connect with us. Join one of our webinars. Join one of our seminars. Get connected. There's so many ways that you can be inspired and impart wisdom. The way we do business is shifting and changing the way that we work as a person, like we talked about earlier, being the CEO of your own life. It's not wrong. It's just the new way things have to happen. But there's so many ways that you can be empowered in the context of knowing who you are, knowing why you're doing what you're doing, and knowing how to do it. The wisdom of God, the proper application of the knowledge that he gives you. So you can find out, first of all, we love to have you as the community. We love hearing from you. Make sure you share your comments with us. We want to hear what you have to say about being empowered, being the CEO of your own life. Understanding, I am ready for information, and contact us and let us know. But I also want to be able to pray with you. Father God, I thank you for our community. We just pray a blessing of our community, Father God. Encourage them, inspire them, God. We pray for God ideas, divine ideas, God, of imparting wisdom to how to accomplish that vision, Father God. We speak vision over them, Father God, and we bless them. And dear God, we ask you to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.